This is Canada HR News on May 22nd, 2023. I'm Elena Bobireva. In today's episode, we talk about summer job postings, averted WestJet pilot walkout, TELUS offering voluntary severance packages to their employees, and other topics. Stay with us to get the latest HR updates. Indeed reports that in mid-May, Canadian summer job postings were down 17% from a year earlier, but were still 55% above their level at the same point in 2019. Internship opportunities have been more impacted by falling hiring appetite in white-collar fields like tech, finance, and marketing. After a strong start in 2023, internship postings have dropped more sharply than their typical trend, and as of May 12, they were down 19% from a year earlier. It is anticipated that the decrease in summer job postings could make it easier to hire seasonal employees this year. According to Indeed, reports of labor shortages have declined, even though the unemployment rate remains low. Some employers are no longer recruiting, while those still active are likely facing softer competition to attract job seekers. Even so, the Canadian labor market remains tight for now, and businesses under a time crunch to find workers before summer gets into full swing may face some difficulties. The Conference Board of Canada issued a summary regarding the Consumer Price Index. In April, CPI rose by 4.4% year over year. This was higher than 4.3% increase in March. Gas prices grew by 6.3% last month. They were 7.7% lower than a year ago. Year over year, food prices increased in stores by 9.1% and restaurants by 6.4%. Mortgage interest costs, pushed up by higher interest rates, rose by 28.5% year over year. Wage increase remains elevated as inflation expectations remain high, and over the last 2 years, many organizations have set prices in anticipation of higher costs to come, sometimes even before these costs had a tangible effect on their operations. These actions have pushed some profit margins above historical norms. While these behaviors may be rational and understandable for workers and businesses, they can prolong the fight against inflation. Add falling productivity to this mix, and we have a recipe for a difficult return to the Bank of Canada's inflation target. Last week, WestJet pilot leaders from the Airline Pilots Association, ALPA, voted to approve an agreement in principle with WestJet management. Some 1,800 pilots at WestJet and Swoop were ready to walk off the job on May 19th after ALPA, the union representing pilots, served a strike notice on Monday. The airline had cancelled hundreds of flights in anticipation of its fleet being grounded. According to ALPA, since 2018, WestJet pilots have fallen behind their North American counterparts with regard to job protections, career advancement, compensation, and scheduling flexibility. This contract delivers better job security, enhanced compensation, and more flexible schedules to allow for a better work-life balance consistent with collective agreements other ALPA-represented pilot groups are signing with their employers. WestJet said Friday morning it was restarting operations as quickly and efficiently as possible. However, the full resumption of operations would take time. Founded in 1931, ALPA is the largest airline pilot union in the world and represents more than 74,000 pilots at 40 U.S. and Canadian airlines. Earlier this month, ALPA approved by acclamation the merger between the Air Canada Pilots Association, ACPA, and ALPA. The two sides reached a merger agreement in principle in March, and Air Canada pilots voted to ratify the deal on May 1st. Translators and the Government of Canada also reached a tentative agreement last week. The translation group of the Canadian Association of Professional Employees includes positions that are involved in translation, simultaneous or consecutive interpretation and terminology, and the provision of language advisory services. The agreement includes pay increases, improvement to the leave with pay for family responsibilities, and a new benefit for Indigenous employees who will now have access to paid leave to participate in traditional practices. Toronto Star reported last week that TELUS had offered voluntary severance and retirement packages to almost 2,000 employees who provide customer support for wireless and residential services across the country. The firm expects several hundred people to accept the offer. Donna Hokiro, the president of the United Steelworkers Union, Local 1944, which represents about 6,400 TELUS employees, confirmed that 1,992 of her members received the voluntary buyout offers. For employees that accept the deal, the company is offering a lump sum payment that includes 1 month of severance for every year of service, up to a cap of 18 months. It has also added various enhancements, including an additional lump sum of 1,000 per year of service, up to a maximum of 20,000, and a 500 bonus for accepting the offer early. Some people are looking at packages of up to $70,000. TELUS has told employees that if they don't accept the buyout offer, they could be redeployed to a different area of the company, and that could come with the potential for schedule changes. Boston Consulting Group surveyed more than 1,300 young Canadian workers in late 2022 about how their workplaces contributed to their mental well-being. The research showed that 20% of Canadians experience some form of mental health challenge, and young people are especially vulnerable. Last year, 50% of young professionals reported needing help for an emotional or mental problem. One reason is the pandemic, which disrupted normal processes for relationship building and learning. Another reason is a lack of attention to helping newer recruits forge meaningful connections when they begin a new job. Absent practices that enable relationship building, meaning, and purpose during onboarding, younger employees can feel isolated and adrift. The total economic cost of addressing mental health and disability exceeds $220 billion annually in Canada. Through interviews, surveys, and focus groups, Boston Consulting Group learned that healthy workplaces attract key talent, and companies that take measures to support employee well-being have seen their productivity improve by an average of 13%. The researchers recommend that organizations make mental health and well-being a strategic business priority, and senior leaders should be visibly and actively involved in driving mental health agenda in their organizations. Resilience training should start at the very beginning of an employee's tenure. One of the most powerful ways to share learning is through storytelling and creating opportunities for leaders and managers to share moments where they struggled and how they worked through those challenges. Also, it is important to make it easy for employees to discover the supports that they require. May the 20th is celebrated as International HR Day. It is an opportunity to recognize and celebrate the contribution of HR professionals in organizations. Let's take a pause and reflect on the positive impact we have on individual workers too. The world of work is rapidly evolving. The changes are driven by technology, new attitudes, and shifts in demographics. Despite all the challenges at work, let's remember to take care of our physical and mental health needs so we can have a full life and be prepared to embrace innovation and strategies to influence the future of work. And this was Canada HR News on May 22nd, 2023. Please leave us a rating and a comment in Apple Podcasts. You can also find us in Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other platforms. For more information on the topics discussed today, see the episode description and connect with us on Twitter at CADHRNews or LinkedIn at Canada HR News Podcast.